In past shows, we've noted that a key role of the punditry underclass, under rule, is to deflect and confuse the energies of youth, while simultaneously bolstering key cons, myths, ideologies. Primary among them being merit rises, so-called rule of the best, or rule of the so-called best. And this means stoking the fires of productivity, competition, and particularly that which pits folks in the U.S. against those of other lands, while, of course, all the other states are simultaneously doing the same thing. The other key cons: humans are inherently violent, labor is our inevitable lot, the necessity, quote-unquote, of the habit of obedience, service, which is akin to be the best, or productivity, or merit rises, all that is all part of a single mindset, con, and the equivalence, so-called, between class, which in practice is coterminous with work hard. And left pundits, can we at least start talking about that? That class just means work hard. And the so-called equivalence between class and civilization. And it's so hard to carry on even a conversation with those of us who want a future that's free, because all the terms have been seized by the few. We don't have our own definitions yet. The way they use civilization is the progress myth. And as a stimulus for all this, we're shown a ranking within the punditry and the elevation of a few to celebrity status, which, and I've never heard this discussed except by Karl Popper, savages intellectual independence and reinforces the ever-strivingness, which is the key mindset of rule, class, power. This is up for me because I've heard a string of progressive so-called thinkers this week who comprise the left end of thought that are allowed on the airwaves, or that's allowed on the airwaves, all of who promoted or represented versions of one or more of these key cons. In Blog 51, we quoted George Eliot, quote, "Dorothea, early troubling her elders with questions about the facts around her, had wrought herself into some independent clearness as to the historical political reasons why eldest sons had superior rights and why land should be entailed," unquote. Dorothea, with questions, had wrought herself, self-creation. Questions are how we begin to distinguish ourselves from the system. But when you remove leadership capacities from everyone, from the broad generality, when you vest so-called intelligence with this notion experts, so you take the so-called knowledge and you vest it in this tiny few called the punditry and elevate them above us and make young people feel that they have to go to that so-called repository of the knowledge in order to figure out what's going on. If you have captured the roots to what's available for figuring out what's going on around us, you've locked young people into lies. That's how it's done. And the punditry unconsciously served that. They were duped too. You get rewarded for reproducing the same lies, the same cons. If that's what gets elevated, young people want to succeed, you know? They want to be seen and recognized because that's been denied them from birth, from all of us, because of the privatization of children. We're talking about how all of these intersect, these bars of our cage, all interlock. It's the echo chamber. And young people are desperately trying to figure it out. They're told you have to go to these so-called experts to figure it out. The experts have been vetted and will only say the "we got to fix it" strategy. And then you've perpetuated the system. And it takes a long time then once you're set on the wrong path. it's difficult to back up and get on the right one. Because that piped-in voice of authority, which is what the pundits comprise, that it doesn't allow for one-on-one questioning. Ongoing one-on-one questioning over time, and this is critical. It has to build and develop over time, this one-on-one questioning. This is what was beginning to happen in the encampments, which is one of the reasons it got shut down.